Oral comprehension, listening one. You will hear listening one twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
A special present. Happy birthday, Roger. Here you are, my present.
Thanks, Paula. Wow! A riding weekend in Connemara. I love horse riding.
Yes, Connemara is a district on the west coast of Ireland.
It looks so beautiful, and on my birthday the weather will be fine.
Perfect. You know we will spend the day on horseback. That means 4 to 6 hours a day.
Amazing.
On the first day, we'll drive to the starting point, where we'll pick up the horses for a 3-hour ride across the rocky hills with fascinating views over the sea. Along the trail, we will see the ruins of abandoned cottages, hidden stone houses, and the grounds of Ballinahinch Castle.
That sounds great.
The second day is a full day too. We'll ride on the empty beaches and swim with the horses in the ocean. Later, we'll enjoy a picnic lunch before continuing the ride through beautiful forests. In the evening, we'll enjoy some typical Irish dishes for dinner.
And where are we staying?
At a 3-star hotel surrounded by beautiful lakes, not far from the city. What do you think about it?
Well, I'm sure it will be an amazing experience. Thank you, Paula. It's the best present I have ever had. Now, listen again.
A special present. Happy birthday, Roger. Here you are. My present.
Thanks, Paula. Wow! A riding weekend in Connemara. I love horse riding.
Yes, Connemara is a district on the west coast of Ireland.
It looks so beautiful, and on my birthday the weather will be fine.
Perfect. You know we will spend the day on horseback. That means 4 to 6 hours a day.
Amazing.
On the first day, we'll drive to the starting point, where we'll pick up the horses for a 3-hour ride across the rocky hills with fascinating views over the sea. Along the trail, we will see the ruins of abandoned cottages, hidden stone houses, and the grounds of Ballinahinch Castle.
That sounds great.
The second day is a full day, too. We'll ride on the empty beaches and swim with the horses in the ocean. Later, we'll enjoy a picnic lunch before continuing the ride through beautiful forests. In the evening, we'll enjoy some typical Irish dishes for dinner.
And where are we staying?
At a 3-star hotel surrounded by beautiful lakes, not far from the city. What do you think about it?
Well, I'm sure it will be an amazing experience. Thank you, Paula. It's the best present I have ever had. You have 1 minute to look through the questions and check your answers. Oral comprehension, listening 2. You will hear listening 2 twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Graffiti. The word graffiti comes from the Greek word graphein. That means to write. Graffiti is nothing new. Long ago, people in Africa and Europe painted pictures of animals and people in caves. Inscriptions and figure drawings have also been found in ancient Greek and Roman towns. Modern graffiti art was created to evoke a reaction, to express an opinion, inspire provocative thought, to mark a territory, or even to express a romantic interest. It originated in New York City in the late 1960s. It began with teens who used permanent markers to tag or write their name on subway trains. One of the first taggers was Demetrius, a young American Greek who worked as a delivery boy. He traveled a lot by a subway, and during this time he was writing his tag almost everywhere. During the 1970s, graffiti art grew into big, fancy designs and began to be strongly associated with hip-hop culture, eventually becoming one of its three key elements, along with rap and breakdancing. In the 80s, New York's Metro Transit Authority started a program to eradicate graffiti on the subway, causing many artists to quit writing. Today, most artists paint on the streets. Now, listen again. Graffiti. The word graffiti comes from the Greek word graphein. That means to write. Graffiti is nothing new. Long ago, people in Africa and Europe painted pictures of animals and people in caves. Inscriptions and figure drawings have also been found in ancient Greek and Roman towns. Modern graffiti art was created to evoke a reaction, to express an opinion, inspire provocative thought, to mark a territory, or even to express a romantic interest. It originated in New York City in the late 1960s. It began with teens who used permanent markers to tag or write their name on subway trains. One of the first taggers was Demetrius, a young American Greek who worked as a delivery boy. He traveled a lot by a subway, and during this time he was writing his tag almost everywhere. During the 1970s, graffiti art grew into big, fancy designs and began to be strongly associated with hip-hop culture, eventually becoming one of its three key elements, along with rap and breakdancing. In the 80s, New York's Metro Transit Authority started a program to eradicate graffiti on the subway, causing many artists to quit writing. Today, most artists paint on the streets. That's the end of the oral test.